with you what God spoke to my heart. This may not be for you tonight, and if it ain't, that's okay, but I'm going to get it off me and put it on you. And then if it ain't for you, don't do nothing about it. But the Lord told me this, and he spoke this to me, and I didn't know where it was at in the Bible. And I said, Lord, what are you talking about? And he said, don't let what's on you kill what's inside of you. I said, what? He said, don't let what's on you kill what's inside of you. I thought about that, and I told that Monday night in the prayer room, and I wasn't going, man, I said, that's just for me, and it ain't for nobody else. But he said, don't let what's on you kill what's inside of you. This week, I don't know, I'm going to ask you this, and we're just going to display this the way God have it. I'm going to ask you a question. I guarantee you there's somebody in this room that's either got something on them that's about to kill them, or you know somebody has got something on them that's about to kill them. And you say, preacher, what do I do about it? What do I do about it when I got a load on me so heavy that I don't know what to do? What do I do with that load that is so heavy? Where do I carry it? And what do I do? Tonight, I want to show you in the book where I went to, and I want to share this with you, and we're going to go home. But tonight, I want you to know this. Don't let what's on you. Is anybody here tonight under a load? What do you do with a load? You either carry that load. Brother Harold, you're a truck driver. When you load that truck up, you don't get near as good fuel mileage. You can't go near as fast. You can't do what you need to do when you're loaded down. But when you're free and that load is off of you, you can move in the place that you need to move. And I said, God, what are you talking about? That I don't need to let what's on me kill what's inside of me. Folks, I want you to know, as the pastor of this church and you as a member, I got dreams in my life that I want to see God to do. I got family members that I want to see be born again. I got people that I want to see come to know Jesus Christ and get out of the yoke of bondage of sin and get broke free from things in their life. I got dreams that I want to see come to pass. Not only do I have dreams, but man, I have a desire in my heart to serve Jesus Christ. But the heavy load that we get under, if we're not careful, you know what it'll do? It'll kill what's inside of us. But I got something more than a dream, and I got something more than a desire. I got a destiny. I got a destination that I'm wanting to go to. And that's heaven, amen? And I don't want what's on me to kill, but not my focus of where I'm going. Friends, I want you to know there's a better day waiting. There's a better home over yonder. And tonight, as I get here tonight, I think in my mind, what's on me? I can't let it kill what's inside of me. I want you to know, since COVID has took place, and I'm just going to lay this out tonight, and I'm just going to lay it out, since COVID has took place, I want you to know, I don't know about you, but the pressure to perform, man, that'll get on a feller. The pressure to perform, you got so many things that you've got to do, so many obligations that you've got to take care of, and that pressure that gets on a person. Maybe tonight you're under pressure, and you're supposed to be performing at a certain level, and you say, I can't perform at that level. I'm not where I need to be right now. But I want you to know, it ain't all the pressure to perform, but it's the fear of failure. I ask you tonight, do you fear failing tonight? I don't know about you, but I do. Hey, I don't want to let my God down. Amen. Hey, I don't want to let him down. I don't want to let him down. But also this, I understand this, the anxiety to admit it, the anxiety to say, I've got a problem, I'm under pressure, and I don't know what to do. Have you ever been there? And you say, what are you talking about, preacher? If you're not careful, you'll get to a place in your life, what's on you will destroy what's inside of you. And God said, you tell them folks that. And I said, Lord God, but tell me what to tell them. He said, you tell them to turn to Hebrews chapter number 12. And I want to show you this tonight. The pressure that we get under as human beings tonight. I want to share this with you. Do not let what's on you destroy or kill what's in you. Tonight, if you're a born-again believer tonight, do not let the pressures of this world, do not let the fear of this world, and do not let the anxiety of this world destroy what's inside of you. Whew, glory to God, hallelujah. He says tonight in Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 1, I ask you to stand as we reverence this. The Bible says, and he uses a word here, wherefore. So that means we're going to have to look back, wherefore, what we're talking about. And he says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. There it is. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. You know what, tonight? I can't run your race, and you can't run my race. I can't, listen to this tonight, I can't run your race for you, and you can't run your race for me. And listen tonight, I know there's some that's running a race, they're going to drop out. Hey, the Bible says they're going to drop out. They're not going to finish their race. They're not going to finish their course. They're not going to keep on. They're not going to keep the faith. They're not going to stay where they need to do. They're not going to do them things, because it speaks of it in the Bible tonight. But I want you to know, if you'll get your eyes off the crowd, and you'll get it on the cross, and you'll get it on Calvary, and you'll get it on Jesus, I want you to know tonight, you will. You'll be able to finish your race. You'll be able to finish that race that God has called you to finish. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, not nobody else. Looking unto Jesus in verse number 2. The author, man, he is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Look what he says in verse number 3. For consider him that endured such contradiction. That's Jesus of sinners. He said, consider him. Why must I consider him? Lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I don't know who's got what. I don't know what people's got on them tonight, but you do. Lord God, tonight, don't let what's on us, Father, tonight kill what's in us. And Lord God, as we look at the scripture tonight, Father God, let us look into the word tonight. And Father, I pray that you saturate this place with the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray tonight when the invitation time comes, Lord God, I pray tonight when Miss Denise gets a song ready, Lord God, it'd be a song from heaven, and it wouldn't be a song from me or her tonight, but it'd be one that you sent down from heaven. And Lord God, this church members that's under a battle tonight, that may be under a weight tonight, Father, I pray we can get to an old-timey altar, and we can get to a place that we cast that weight off. And Father God, we get to the place where we're just so glad that we're born again. We don't get our eyes off the race, but we get our eyes on the race, and we run that race that you've called us to run, and we stay in our lane tonight, and we don't get in somebody else's lane tonight, Father, but we run that race. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for Calvary, and I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Bless this service tonight. Let the Holy Ghost move. Whatever needs to be ripped apart, rip it apart. Whatever needs to be put back together, put it back together. Whatever's wrong, fix it tonight, Father. Lord God, it be in my life tonight. Do that in my life. I beg you tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask and I beg in Jesus' name. All of God's people say it. Tonight, I want you to look at this with me as I read this tonight. I want you to look in verse number 1. He says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Tonight, he says, I've given you some witnesses to see what they've been through. I don't know what you've been through this week, but I do know this. We have an adversary tonight. No, Satan is his name. He's not going to give you any leeway. He's not going to give you any way out. This morning in my devotion book, Billy Graham said this: when you get born again, you lose that burden of the sin that's in your life, of that sin nature, and you give it to Jesus Christ, but you gain the burden of people that are lost. Hey, you lose that yourself, but you gain it for the next man. And tonight, as we see, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. You say, preacher, what do we need to do? We need to learn from the saints that are in the Bible. Friends, tonight, if you'll look with me here in Hebrews 11, I'm talking about men and women that had things on them. I'm talking about that had things that was more than just spiritual, but physical battles come upon them. Tonight, I want to ask you a question. Just how physical has it got lately? Man, I want you to know, as we look in Hebrews 11 in verse number 33, look what the Bible says. Who through faith subdued kingdoms. Look at this. Wherefore, why are we looking at this? He said, who through faith in verse 33 subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouth of lions. You say, what does that mean to me? Do you remember Samson in the Old Testament? He says here in Judges 14, 14:5, you know what Samson did? He was a Nazarite, and his hair had grown, and he was a strong man. But he got to that place in his life. You can look back at these saints, and you can learn from them. And you know what he did? He didn't tell his mama or daddy, but that lion came after him, and he wanted to bite him. He wanted to eat him. And you know what old Samson did? Hey, he didn't look for somebody else. He took his own bare hands, and he killed that lion. I want you to know tonight, the old devil, he's nothing more than a liar. He's a thief, and he's a stealer tonight. And he's wanting to steal from you, and he's wanting to steal from me tonight. And I want you to get this tonight. As we look at Samson tonight, he said that he stopped the mouth of the lion. Friends, tonight, you and I, if Samson had that power to stop the mouth of the lions with his own bare hands, how much greater power do we have tonight than what lives inside of us? The power of Jesus Christ. How much more do we have tonight for the love of the Spirit tonight that lives inside of us? Whatever's breathing down your neck, whatever's breathing down your neck tonight, you have the power in Jesus' name to rebuke it tonight. You have it in Jesus' name tonight to rebuke that from you tonight. But I see in verse 33, he stopped the mouth of lions. But look in verse 34, he said, and they quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. I want you to know, you're talking about a man that had something on him, but he didn't let it kill what was in him tonight. He was under pressure. He was under pain. And he was at a point in his life he didn't know what to do. Look what he said, out of weakness were made strong. Look at this in verse 34. Wax violent and fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. You say, what are you talking about tonight, preacher? Do you remember Samson? He got there and his wife said, if you really love me, well, his girlfriend, his wife there, he said, if you really love me, you'll tell me where your strength come from. You know what he did the first time? He didn't tell him where his strength, he didn't tell her where his strength come from. Hey, you know what he did the second time? He didn't tell her where his strength come from. Hey, but that third time, you know what he did? He said, I'll tell you where my strength comes from. And you know what she did? She turned on him. And it wasn't but a minute they shaved his head. And he lost all of his strength. And when he was laying there, you know what happened? They come and they hollered, Samson. And when he went to get up, he couldn't break loose. And they had him there. And I want you to know what old Satan will do to you. Hey, when you got something on you you can't handle, it'll kill what's inside of you. I'd say tonight, if you're in this place and you got something on you and you say, I need it off me, preacher, I'd get in this altar tonight and I'd make sure when I left here tonight, I didn't leave with it on my back. Can I get an amen? Oh, Samson, he is laying there. They done plucked his eyes out, Brother Harold. They done took him out of his sockets and he couldn't see. And then they was going to make a sport out of him. But they didn't read in the book. Hey, they didn't read in Judges 16:22 where it said, howbeit the hair started growing back. Friends, tonight, I want you to know, if you rebuke that stuff off you, it won't be long. That spirit, it'll start growing back. Hey, that hair will start coming back. When was the last time you had the hair stand up on the back of your neck? Can I get an amen? Oh, and they took him in there. They was making fun of him. And they stuck him in between them two pillars. You know what old Samson did? He seen a little old lad. He seen a little old boy over there. And he said, sir, if you don't mind, will you put my hand on that pillar? And if you don't mind, will you put my hand on that pillar? And you know what Samson did? You're talking about a man that had something on him. He couldn't even see it and had his eyes plucked out, friends. I want you to know, the person that he thought he loved done turned their back on him. And there he stands. You say, I don't have nobody. You know what he did? He said, Lord God. Hey, he prayed to God. He called on the God of heaven. He called on Jehovah. He called on him and he said, Lord God, if you'll give me that strength one more time. I don't know how many more battles I got, but I praise God that I got one more. Amen. Hey, I was able to climb in this sacred desk and high. Hey, I still got one more. Amen. And when he grabbed a hold of them pillars, you know what he did? He pulled them down and it said that he slew more people at that moment in his life than he did his whole entire life. He did more right then than he ever did. You said, what does that mean, preacher? He took what was on him and got it off. And he didn't let it kill what was in him. Tonight, we got to get off what's on us so it don't kill what's in us. He says here tonight, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. We're looking at witnesses, Samson. But come on down here, verse number 35. Let's look here. He says, only men can get that power. I beg to differ. Beg to differ. Look what he says here. And women received their dead raised to life again. Now, I'm telling you, people that had something on them, but they didn't let it kill what was in them. You remember that over there in the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 17? You remember what happened? Elijah comes into town. You know the story. Right before he goes to Carmel, he comes into town and he sees a woman there. She's got a son. You know what he tells her? He said, make me a cake. She said, I don't have enough for you. All I have is enough water and enough meal. That's all I got. I don't have much. Can I say to you tonight, you may not know much about God, but give him what you got. Whoa, glory to God. You may not have much, just give them what you got. I don't know much, preacher. Tell them what you know. Tell them what you know the Bible says. Give them what you got tonight. He said, I don't have much. All I got is a little water. I got a little meal. I don't have much. All we're going to do is bake a cake for ourselves, and we're going to die. We're going to lay down, and we're going to die. You know what Elijah said? He said, make me that cake. You know what she did? She followed that man of God and made him that cake. But you know what happened? Death come to her son. He died. And over there in 1 Kings 17:22, after that young man died, you know what happened? Elijah went to him, that man of God. You know what he did? He got that young man, and life come back into him. And you know what that woman said? She said, now I know that you're a man of God. Friends, tonight people need to know that we're men and we're women of God. They will not know it when we're in our pity party. Listen to me tonight. They will not know it when we're in our pity party and we got more on us than we can bear. So if there's something on you tonight, you've got to get it off before it kills what's inside of you. We see tonight, he said, wherefore seeing we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. We see Samson. We see the woman there with Elijah. But look, let's go on down. Where he said the women received their dead raised to life again. And others were tortured. There's some been tortured for the faith. But they didn't give up. Look here tonight. Not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. You know what all they had to do? All they had to do was say there is no God. All they had to do here, all they had to do was say there is no God. Rebuke it, say there is no God, turn and go the other way. But these men died for Jesus Christ. So how do you know it's real? A man won't die for a lie. He won't do it. You get you a liar and you start holding them to the fire, it won't be long, they'll confess. Yeah, they will. But you take a man, you put him all the way down, you put him under fire, and he keeps telling the same story. There's going to be some truth in it, amen? Here it says, here, I want you to get this. He said, and they obtained a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yeah, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. In verse 36, they were stoned. Man, old Stephen was stoned. They were sown asunder, cut in half. They were tempted. Have you ever been tempted? Yes. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth, and these all having attained a good report through faith. What they did, they obtained a good report. That's what they obtained, a good report. Get this. Received not the promise, and God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Tonight, as we see, we look back at the cloud of witnesses that's before us. You and I have something to stand for tonight. All these men and women been through in the Bible, and they didn't waver, and they didn't give in, and they didn't give up. When something comes our way, we should not waver, we should not give in, and we should not give up. What do you do, preacher? Number one, you can learn from the saints in the Bible. You can learn from them. But number two, you can listen to the Scripture. God spoke to me this week. I want to give you this. Look what he says here. He says in verse number 1 of chapter number 12, let us lay aside every weight. Let us lay aside every weight. Man, it don't take long to get weighted. Brandy's done left now. This morning, she texted me, and she said, pray. We had to call 911. That's not good information. I don't know about you, but that's my life. I love that woman. And I text back, what's going on? Like 10 times, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Hello? Answer me. There ain't no answer. He said, well, what was you thinking? I didn't know what to think. But I do know this, at that moment and in that hour and that time, you talking about a weight come on a man. You talking about a weight come on a man. Don't let what's on you kill what's inside of you. Somebody's going to get this tonight. What you're toting around is killing you on the inside. He said, let us lay aside every weight. How foolish it'd be tonight if we picked up 200 pounds and strapped it on our back and tried to run a mile. If we was going to run a race tonight, we'd get down with almost bare minimum, amen? The lightest shoes, the lightest clothing, we'd get it the lightest we could get. Same as in our Christian life. If we don't shake off what's on us, it'll get so heavy that the race that we run, we'll get burdened with that race. Let me show you this tonight in the text. He says, not only, we can learn from the Scripture, let us, look here, lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Say, what is that, preacher? I don't know what it is for you. I don't have a clue. But I know whatever's holding you back is a weight that you're carrying. You know what it is. I know what mine is. And you know what yours is. You say, what I do with it? You cast it off. I see tonight, not only that I can learn from the saints that's in the Bible, not only can I listen to the Scripture, where he tells me that I'm born again by what? By the Word of God. 1 Peter, that's what he says. He says the Word of God. He said that liveth and abideth forever. What is this Word? This Word is Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We have it in our hand tonight, the living Word. So not only do we learn from the saints and we look to the Scriptures and we listen to the Scriptures, but we look to the Savior. He says this, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He endured the cross. You know what? You and I are going to have to endure the cross. We're going to have to. He endured it for you and he endured it for me. And every one of these that I listened and I read tonight out of the Bible, what they went through is nothing less than what Jesus Christ went through on the way to Calvary. Nothing less than what Jesus went through at Calvary. He says this, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You ever heard somebody say, oh man, he's his right hand man? You ever heard somebody say that? Oh, he's his right hand man. Can I say tonight that Jesus is God's right hand man? And if you want to get close to God, you're going to have to go through Jesus. If you're going to want that heavy load off of you, you're going to have to go through Jesus. You say, well, no, God will just take it off of him. He won't take it off of you unless you go through Jesus. See, I have no authority to go to God. Nobody in this room does. I have no authority. Where does my authority come from? I pray in the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost goes through the blood of Jesus, carries it to God. He answers them prayers. So I don't believe that. Oh, yes, we have no right to enter in but through the blood of Jesus Christ. Why do we finish our prayer in Jesus' name? Because that's our authority tonight. That's our author tonight. And that's our finisher tonight. So the last thing I want to show you is this, though. He says in verse number 3, don't let what's on you kill what's in you. Don't let what's on you kill what's in you. When that burden of life that gets on us from time to time again. He said, preacher, if you don't consider this right here, you'll let it. Because you won't have your eyes on, I won't have my eyes on Jesus. I won't have my eyes on the mark. You know, there's a lot of people that starts to race that'll never finish. A lot of people starts to race that'll never finish. I seen today on TV, and I'm going to stop here before I get into this. There was a dad, he's walking the Natchez Trace, 444 miles for autism awareness, raising money. He's going from Jackson, Mississippi, all the way to Nashville. His son's got autism. He's walking that walk, 444 miles for his son. Could you imagine if that daddy got back to Tupelo and said, I've had all I can take, I got a back eye. Folks, we're living in a time, it ain't no time to back out. And whatever's on you, if you don't get it off you, it'll kill what's inside of you. Let me read it. He says, for consider him that endured such contradiction. Man, they was on him. They was breathing down Jesus' neck. They was on him. Of sinners. Such contradiction of sinners. Against himself. Lest ye be, look, lest ye, don't, you got to consider him. lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. I don't know who this is for tonight. I was going to go somewhere totally different. And I battled that sitting there. Brother Brent come over and prayed with me. I battled that. I told him, I said, I'll just take it to Broken Lives tomorrow night. Brother Kara Blackard said on the radio this morning, sinners in the hands of the angry God. So when Jonathan Edwards preached that, said he preached it at his home church and nothing happened, no movement of the Spirit at all. Said he went a couple weeks later and preached it and they were screaming, crying out. And that's when a great revival broke loose. But I know this tonight, a revival will not break loose the way it needs to if you don't get off what's on you. Because if you don't get off what's on you, it'll kill what's inside of you. What will it do, preacher? It'll wet that fire. It'll rob that joy. You know what the fruit of the first three fruit of the Spirit is? Love. First fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22, love. Love. Joy. Second. And peace. The third. I ask you tonight this question. If what's on you, if you don't get off what's on you, it's going to kill what's inside of you. That's what God spoke to him. He said, first thing it's going to take you peace. Has your peace been robbed here lately? Has your peace been robbed? Man, I just can't get no peace at it. You ever said that? I just can't get no peace. I prayed. I just can't get no peace. Second, it won't only take you peace. But after it gets your peace, you know what it'll take? It'll take you joy. Nobody likes to be around somebody that ain't got joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. And if you're not careful, when it takes your peace and it takes your joy, you know where it's going next. It's going to take the love that you have one for another. It's going to take the love that you have one for another. And when that love gets to where it gets hard in that heart, I want you to know tonight, it'll do something in your life. And if you're not careful, it'll kill what's inside of you. Tonight, my prayer as your pastor tonight is this. If you've got something on you, get it off of you before it kills what's inside of you. I don't know who that's for tonight, but I do know it was for me. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have sent it to me. I'm as honest as I can be with this congregation tonight. If you got something on you, get it off of you before it kills what's inside of you. I ask you to stand, Miss Denise, if you'll lead us in a song tonight, whatever's on your heart tonight.